This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We heard Florio make these comments to us yesterday. They've also spread like wildfire. Him saying very matter-of-factly, the Steelers want Tyreek Hill. Now, later on, he said the timing of the conversation is important for two reasons. This source who told him the Steelers wanted Jalen Ramsey, who's telling him the Steelers want Tyreek Hill, he did say to us yesterday that he had this discussion before the new domestic violence allegations came out against Tyreek Hill. But if you look at the timing of when this report came out from Mike, it's after Sunday's game. It's after Sunday's game. So Florio could have come on with us yesterday and said, this was before Calvin Austin had a coming out party and caught four balls and caught a touchdown pass. This was, after Aaron Rodgers threw four touchdown passes, and now the Steelers might feel more desperate. No, it was even after they put 34 points on the Jets that this source of his said to him, the Steelers want Tyreek Hill. And I would call it an eye-opening performance from Calvin Austin.
I was going to say, I thought he did a little bit of everything. I thought he showed he wasn't a one-trick pony. He was running back shoulder routes and trying to connect that way with Rodgers. Strikes me as another case of if the Steelers really are that interested, then there's a joint effort by both Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin to continue going with the baseball card thing. I mean, they brought in Rodgers. That looks brilliant. Tomlin brought him in for one game in, four touchdowns, only got in the league to throw four this week. I just think that he has hitched his wagons to the idea of if a guy has been great pretty recently, but maybe not like last year recently,
yeah,
he's interested.
This report tells me a lot of things about the current state of the Steelers and how they look at their team. One of them is obviously Roman Wilson is, persona non grata or just out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. If they really, truly felt like Roman Wilson could be a big-time player, then you would not really want to take on the money and the baggage of a Tyreek Hill if you thought you had an embarrassment of riches at playmaker with your tight ends and wide receivers and everything else. Why invite that into your locker room if you love everything you've got going on with your own team? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't care what the Steelers, how they try to spin it. It is a poor reflection on Roman Wilson and his standing with the team that he doesn't run any receiving routes and he doesn't get targeted and he's completely uninvolved in a game where you're trailing by 9 points twice. And you have to become more of a pass-first offense. That is not a good look for him at all.
I agree.
The other thing is the Steelers must think that, and someone brought this up to me today and I thought it was a very good comparison. They must think Tyreek Hill in Miami is akin to when Randy Moss was stuck in Oakland.
He's a malcontent there because he doesn't want to be there anymore. If you get him in a situation that's better and more stable, he'll get the best version of Tyreek Hill.
Bingo. Absolutely. And you're willing to wait on what happens with the domestic violence saga, not to minimize or downplay that whatsoever, but the guy that they have practicing right now to fill Deshaun Elliott's spot had the same exact issues last year. So it's not, and they also brought Cam Sutton back.
Well, the only thing different in Pepper's case is not, like, to that point, a track record of having multiple different times where this kind of thing was happening.
But there were criminal charges in that case, right? With Peppers,
I believe there were at first.
This is a divorce filing, right? This is a separation situation where in the divorce report, she's saying that this happened. Like,
I know, I'm just saying this isn't Tyreek Hill's first brush. Far from it.
Absolutely,
it's like just a pattern of
behavior. There's a reason why it was a fifth round pick. And then the last thing I'll say about why they're probably interested, and I trust Mike, is the Dolphins reject success they're already benefiting from. Jonnu Smith caught five balls and caught a touchdown pass, in air quotes. It was really a handoff
that he ran in, that he showed some of his run after the catch ability.
And Jalen Ramsey made game-sealing plays. Mm-hmm. So they've already gone to that well and mined it for guys that are displeased or unhappy with the situation there. And they've come here and they've helped out this team immensely. So I absolutely think that this is a fluid situation. And I know that the wide receiver two thing went on a little bit of the back burner because of how many points they scored and how Austin played. But clearly, if Mike heard this from a guy that's this connected after the game, they don't look at Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson as, you know, absolute locks to.
It would also erase, and to cast no judgment on whether I think they should do it, we ripped them and said, this idea that they're all in is a farce. You just traded George Pickens. You're not all in. You'd be bringing in, theoretically, an even more explosive player on the field if you did this.
Well, it would be more
closer to the all in thing.
It would be more of an all in thing because of the money that they would take on with Hill.
He also costs you a lot.
Yeah. And, you know,
would you do it? Would you be enthusiastic about it if it came to pass, if it happened?
I find the Randy Moss thing to be a very persuasive argument that this guy really is still an elite wide receiver who is now just in one of the worst situations in the NFL that's really materialized overnight there.
That he's probably part responsible
100%.
For. I mean, he helped create the bad conditions there.
I mean, I'll use another sports analogy that's more in line with things that have happened with our teams. I mean, maybe this is a Phil Kessel situation. You know, not that Miami's a bubble of negativity because it's Miami and sports there are not as important as they are in places like Pittsburgh and Philly and Boston and things like that.
There's more to do there.
Right, but I mean, that's one of the ultimate change of scenery moves in Pittsburgh sports history. AJ Burnett's another all-time change of scenery move in Pittsburgh history. Sometimes change of scenery does work. And Hill doesn't want to be there, and the Dolphins are only keeping him there because they don't want to, right yet, trade him for pennies on the dollar.
They don't want to openly say that they're tanking and that they're going to be horrible. Like, they don't.
Yeah, because they could at least look at the Ramsey deal and say, we got Minkah Fitzpatrick back, who's an all-pro in the past and was a first-round pick of ours.
I mean, if the Dolphins somehow won this week, they'd be like, well, we're 1-1. It could be worse.
Yeah.
There's a lot of 1-1 teams. There's a bunch of 0-2 teams. Uh-huh. Like, the Chiefs might be 0-2 after this week. They could be 1-1. They're a point favorite. But he doesn't want to be there no matter what happens. And, like, them being any good only really happens if he's there, engaged, and like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It looks like 2022 Tyreek Hill, basically.
Oh, 1,800
yards. Yeah, the scariest version of him.
2023 was a monster, too.
I think I traded him away from fantasy football in 2022 as part of a package deal. Stupid move.
Donnie, what's your reaction as the ultimate football guy to Mike Florio saying the Steelers want Tyreek Hill?
I'm actually not beating down the door for it. I think maybe it's just naive of me after what they did do in week one and how Calvin Austin has emerged as a real target. I mean, yeah, he's a tiny dude. Okay, he's what, 5'9"? He's about 160.
Oh, I think if he's 5'9", I'm 6'2". I think he might be more like 5'7",
but
5'8".
He really plays to a bigger size. I mean, we're seeing a guy like that go up and win battles, go up and make pretty tough catches. I mean, he had the more impressive game than what DK Metcalf had. We were all just excited about Metcalf because he did do some good things and he's the shiny new toy. But Calvin Austin was their best receiver on Sunday. So I don't know if it's just me with recency bias of hey, I just saw this guy play really well. They do have a pretty good second option right now. But I'm not beating down the door for it the way I would have if they scored like 16 points and Metcalf was the only real target.
Of the two reasons why the Steelers would want Tyreek Hill, which one is more interesting to you, Donnie? The idea that they think he's still an all-pro receiver who's just stuck on a bad team, or the fact that they just look at Roman Wilson as a complete useless player that really has no role in their offense?
I mean, to me, with Tyreek Hill, you bringing up the situation that Randy Moss had in Oakland, and then he goes to New England and he has the best season of his career. He and Tom Brady break records. They rewrote the record book that season. So, yeah, that makes me perk up a little bit thinking if they had that situation here, an all-time great quarterback, potentially an all-time great receiver, then, yeah, that catches my interest. Because I think separate from that, Roman Wilson could just be bad anyway.
I mean, it makes me just leery that, like, if it's more the Randy Moss thing, that they are looking only at the upside and not at the potential downside.
What are the potential downsides?
That he comes
opinion?
Here and he doesn't get the ball as much as he thought he was going to get the ball and he complains about it. And that no amount of, oh, Mike Tomlin's here, Aaron Rodgers is here, everything else, you know, gets him. Like, here's the other thing. Tyreek Hill, bad guy. Randy Moss, in the end, I would say, really rehabilitated his image too. And we find out became a pretty sympathetic figure, I would think, after football. Like, actually ingratiated himself, I would say, as an announcer to a lot of people.
I don't think
Tyreek Hill's wired like that.
I don't know who Florio's source is on this. He didn't tell me off the air. I didn't ask him. But tell me if you think this is a logical assumption to make. If the Steelers want Tyreek Hill, that means that Aaron Rodgers in some way has to want him too. Maybe not to a huge degree. Maybe he's not the one who stormed into Mike Tomlin's officer Omar Khan and said, we need to look into
I'll
this.
Finish the thought. How about this? Mike Tomlin said, hey, we might have a chance to get Tyreek Hill. Your thoughts? Would you be cool with that? And he had to have at least said, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if Rodgers thinks he's not going to get along with him, a la George Pickens,
says,
I don't
no,
think someone says to Florio, the Steelers want him.
Well, he would just say, no, I don't want him here. And I think Mike respects him enough that he would say, all right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.